Substantial numbers of ethnic Russians, the factory workers, military officers, civil servants, and their descendants, whom the Soviet Union had dispatched as part of a Russification program. Integrating these communities, which account for roughly 25% of the population in each country, has been an uneasy task. Just as the Kremlin invented threats to ethnic Russians in the Georgian region of South Ossetia, Crimea, and eastern Ukraine as pretexts for military intervention, the plight of Russian minorities in the Baltics is ripe for exploitation. These countries' geographical proximity to Russia and status as the only post-Soviet republics to join both the EU and NATO, a point of especial irritation for resentful Russian nationalists, render their domestic political and social tensions a potential proving ground for international conflict. In his March 2014 address before Russia's rubber-stamp upper chamber, celebrating the referendum that reported an improbable 97% of Crimean citizens voting to join the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin ridiculed the granting of independence to post-Soviet states as a sovereignty parade, before getting to the emotional nub of the matter. Millions of people went to bed in one country and awoke in different ones, overnight becoming ethnic minorities in former Union republics, while the Russian nation became one of the biggest, if not the biggest, ethnic group in the world to be divided by borders. If the Russian nation, a unitary entity, had been wrongly divided by borders, then presumably it is the Russian government's duty to reassemble it. With this speech, Putin dangled the possibility that Russia might attempt in eastern Estonia or northern Kazakhstan, regions with a high percentage of Russian speakers, what it had pulled off without firing a single bullet in Crimea. According to its president, Russia now reserves the right to intervene militarily wherever it likes, overturning legitimate governments, installing puppet regimes, annexing territory, if it deems the rights of ethnic Russians to be in danger. 3 months after annexing Crimea, Putin announced to a gathering of Russian ambassadors his intention to protect the Ruski Mir, or Russian world, a broadly defined ethno-linguistic community whose compatriots comprise anyone with a sense that they are a part of the broad Russian world, not necessarily of Russian ethnicity, but everyone who feels to be a Russian person. No instrument of the state would be neglected in defense of this vaguely defined principle. Putin swore to implement the entire range of available means. To this neo-Brezhnevian assertion of a near-unlimited right to intervene militarily in former Soviet bloc countries, Putin married neo-Hitlerian blood-and-soil nationalism. Inventing claims of oppression endured by ethnic compatriots is precisely how the Führer justified the occupation of the Czech Sudetenland and other territories. The events that followed the Bronze Soldier's relocation presaged the sort of escalatory scenario that keeps Western leaders awake at night. Beginning on April 26, 2007, just as riots were erupting on the streets of Tallinn, a series of highly coordinated, distributed denial-of-service, DDoS, attacks were launched against websites of the Estonian state, media outlets, banks, and other important institutions. A pioneer in e-government, Estonia is one of the most wired societies on Earth, one where citizens can pay taxes and vote online. It produces more tech startups per capita than any other country in the world, Skype being the most famous. But this reliance on the internet left Estonia especially vulnerable to cyber attack, the first known one perpetrated against a government. Though only one ethnic Russian living in Estonia was found guilty of involvement in the three-week-long series of attacks, the Estonian government publicly accused Russia of orchestrating it. The Bronze Soldier incident looms large as Russia reasserts itself in Eastern Europe, probing NATO for weaknesses. On September 5, 2014, 2 days after President Obama delivered a speech in Tallinn reassuring the Baltic states of NATO's security commitments, smoke grenades exploded in a remote wooded area near the Estonian-Russian border as an Estonian intelligence officer named Eston Kover was kidnapped by Russian agents. Kover had been investigating a local...